This thing's so dirty. You guys want to see some gross shit? That dude. I've been abusing this thing. You know what I mean? Just nasty. This fuck. Oh shit, dude! It's dripping. It's dripping hash. Put that back in there. Put that back. I don't know where to put this thing. See, this is the only thing. Little guy warm up here real quick. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 153. On today's episode, we're going to be going over a couple of the different RBR peak tops that I've been working on and some plans for the future, and talking about some of the newer things that we're going to be doing with the different peak and proxy designs from Puffco. First, gotta take a little derp here. Man, do I love these 3D XL chambers though on these. They just give you such a bigger hit. So the last couple weeks, I've had family in town for my daughter's 6th birthday, and I kept this Puffco loaded up and charged, and me and my dad and wife have just been smoking it, using it. I've been making different tops for it, and I find that, like, I do my best work when I'm, like, dailying something. Like, I'm using it all the time, so, like, been trying to, not saying I'm not still ripping dabs with a nail, because I absolutely am in between all these dabs, but I like to actually be like using the fuck out of it as I'm designing stuff for it. So I've been smoking this a bunch, and I think I've really locked in the pure Puffco design with no joint in it, and it is the Bloop RBR. I think that is the one that was designed for the peak, just the way the water stacks. And that's what is on top of here, and I'm going to talk a bunch about this. This is the prototype one, though. So she's a hair bigger than the ones that I'm going to be selling. I'm doing the finalized version of it this week. And then we're going to get photos and get ready for a drop here at the end of the month of a few different Puffco things. Going to be the new Bloop RBR. It's going to be the micro RBR with the removable joint option, so you can throw a nail in there. Even if your Puffco's dead, you can smoke it like a regular rig. And then I also have a Terp Hammer proxy recycler. So it's going to look like our Terp Hammer, but we'll pop the proxy in there. And it's a Bloop Terp Hammer too. Similar setup to this. But yeah, a few different things, because it's crazy like how big of a group of people use like the Puffco products as their dominant way of consuming like concentrates. It makes sense though. I mean, I am one of those archaic old school smokers. I love my quartz. I love, like, you know, taking a dab the traditional way. But what I would say about these is, if you're someone who, like, I've talked to collectors in the past that are like, man, I either get my nail too hot or not hot enough. Like, they'll even ask me, like, what temp did you take that dab at? Oh, I tried that temp, but for some reason I'm not getting as full of a dab. With the quartz, there's a lot more variables with heating it up. With the Puffco products, it's like pretty user-friendly as far as like getting the most out of your concentrate. And either, you know, one thing with the quartz nail, you can really hurt yourself. You can take a hot dab and ruin your whole world. Can't really do that with the Peak. I'll set it to its white setting on party mode and rage it, and that's not even really hot. It's like, it's all manageable. So if you're someone that doesn't have like access to copious amounts of concentrates, you're someone that's like, you have to make that gram last, you know, you're not in a place where it's just accessible all the time, I think the Puffco products are going to get the most out of your concentrate in that respect. If you have the ability to waste a little bit to taste it, if you don't mind experimenting and sometimes getting hit in the face with a brick, some hot dabs, fuck around with the quartz, dude. Do it the traditional way. Shit rules. But yeah, I've been playing around with these Puffco things over the last few weeks, running them, seeing how much hash, seeing what happens when, like, I've noticed, like, obviously if you pull too hard through them, you can get reclaim going down into it. If you use the smaller chamber, like I use the 3D XL chamber, this does a lot better without pulling like concentrates into it, because it's deeper. It's I'm learning a lot, and like I'm feeling really confident in how I've been refining this. It's when I first started doing these, it was out of request for the people who support, but now I'm doing it out of like, okay, I want to make something I really enjoy smoking on this thing, you know? So like anything, it takes time, and finding the right intent is important too for why you're making something. And I'm starting to really figure out exactly where I'm trying to go with this. So thank you everyone who's been supporting this new project this past few months, making these Puffco tops, obviously still making all my normal art and new things and lots of ideas. But this is a little side quest that I find that there's a massive amount of people that are, you know, I feel like I'm young and like the new guy here, but I've been around in the glass scene now for almost 12 years. So I've been here. And there's a lot of new people that are starting to like smoke or getting into cannabis culture, and their first introduction to that is either vape pens or a Puffco. It's not a quartz nail anymore. I think more people are smoking these now than quartz nails. I really think that's like a fact. So for me, like I'm doing all my function and brand a disjustice if I don't offer the best that I can offer for this as well. This is also goes along with like people asking if I'm doing the Carta too and all these things. Like we're essentially going to have like, this is a Blue Barbie R, and it's set up in a way where the smoke can go through the bottom. Okay. But this little puck on the bottom that actually clips into here, I'm not going to take it out because it's full of fucking, it's dirty. I've been abusing this Puffco peak. That's how I really figure out if shit works, is I put it through hell. But the puck right here on the bottom that actually clips into the unit, we could put any brand like fitting on there basically. Obviously we make the fitting, but we can make it to fit any brand. So I probably will eventually have an option on our website when we do our pre-sales of clear going, hey, here's the Carta 2 version of the Blue Barbie, or here's the Puffco peak version, here's the whatever. And just have the other options. So whatever you smoke, you can order it for that unit. But yeah, this is just the prototype one. This is the personal one. I'm very excited to post the finished one and then do our first sale of them. It's going to be August 25th at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Man, I can't believe the interest I've already had on these, though. It's pretty insane. Totally different crowd of people, too. Totally different collector group. Of course, like I'm having the people who supported me for years buy one so they have one for their peak so they can smoke an RBR, whether they're on the road with a peak or at home with a nail. They're ripping an RBR they support, and I love those folks. But there's definitely a bunch of new people that maybe their first introductory, being introduced to my work will be through a peak top. And then maybe they go, oh, shit, I want to try, like, an RBR with, like, a nail. You know what I mean? So, like, this is, like, a really cool way, too, to find, like, new collectors and introduce them to my function and what I'm trying to offer. Also, today I'm working on this really cool fucking attachment where basically it looks like a little hammer Sherlock. It's a dry piece, but it fits the proxy, which if you guys are familiar with the proxy, it's like the Puffco unit that kind of slips into a cup shape like fitting. It's for a proxy, and then on the bottom of that, where the proxy cup is, on the bottom is a peak cap. So you actually clip a peak to it and a proxy in the top of it, and it has a mouthpiece off it. And when they're all clipped together, it looks like it's like meant to be. Like it makes a cool shape of like a cool Sherlock or hammer, but it's a double Puffco thing. So we're going to have those on the sale too. Something for fuckery, but actually will function super sick. So check out my Instagram if you want to see a function video of that, because I won't have it on this podcast, but it will be on my Instagram. You can definitely check that out. And then, yeah, again, a lot of Puffco stuff on this episode, but it's because this is what I've been kind of focusing on the last few weeks. And it was really cool, like, smoking it with my dad and getting hearing his perspective. Like, even smoking it with my wife, too. Like, Cass, like, won't take a dab unless I, like, heat up the nail and do all of it. Like, when I'm out of town, she just won't smoke hash. She'll just, like, pack a bowl and smoke some flour. So, like, if I wasn't smoking hash, she wouldn't smoke hash. But my point is, like, this thing, though, she'd be comfortable enough to, like, use this. Like, even though, like, my wife's been around it forever and smoked hash for over a decade, she's not, like, comfortable with the torch and all that shit and, like, heating up the nail and all the little parts you need. It's just, like, a lot. Whereas this, you just put it in there and heat it up. So I think Puffco has done a really cool thing in making a user-friendly product to bridge the gap between normal everyday people that, and maybe now they have want some cash. You know what I mean? Like, because it makes sense because they just click the button and do it. But yeah, it's crazy how much has changed. So weird, dude. Like, every time I look at this shit, I'm just like, this is crazy how much is changing. And like, I don't really know what the future is going to look like anymore as far as like what the, you know, like, in the next 5-6 years, are people even going to use quartz nails? Like, I hope so. Like, that's what I like. But will, like, the quartz nail market and, like, the people who smoke hash like that be, stay, like, a really niche crowd? Like, I personally think the black market is going to be coming back in the next few years. And what I mean by that is, over the past, like, 4 or 5 years, the black market's been pretty much extinguished. And, like, there's just not as many of those dudes that were flying out to Colorado and buying packs and then shipping them back wherever they lived and doing all that. You just don't see that as much anymore. And that was a huge part of the glass scene, was those folks that were doing that because they needed to spend all that money on something. They were buying really fancy pipes. I think that market's going to come back though, because as our world changes, like, regardless of how much change happens, we follow patterns. And one of the patterns is when, like, tons of regulation happens, economy gets tough, well, what will happen is people will go around that by, like, oh, the legal weeds become shitty and overpriced. Well, now you're going to get the black market weed that's more affordable and 10 times better. And not that that hasn't always been the case, but you're going to see that switch back here, I think, in the next few years. And that's when I think the glass scene also will have, like, this, like, also, like, another renaissance, essentially, of people going, oh, like, because what goes with that black market culture, that separate economy, is like there's a whole culture that follows that economy, from the music to the artists, everything, you know? And it's all kind of like focused around like this plant and this, you know, usually a small collective of people who know how to grow it right, extract it, and, you know, get it out there to people. It's just, but for now, like, I think we're in this like really like crossroads, you know, just a time, it's almost like a changing of the guard. You're seeing like people that maybe were at the top of the game now stepping aside, or like, you know, it's just time of change, like, everywhere. Very cool, you know. Change isn't bad, it's scary for people, but I'm stoked on it. I'm fucking learning a lot right now. Like always. I like the blue barbier setup for this because you can put a lot of water in it. But also, like, with the Puffco products, you really don't want to pull, like, super, super hard. You want to like have like a smooth, consistent pull, especially if you're using the stock bucket that comes with it. If you're using like this 3D XL chamber, you have a lot more room to pull a bit harder without like pulling reclaim in the side. But so I like the blue barbier because you can run this higher water level and everything. And the way the perk is set up, like, it's going to stack that water, even if you're pulling like really lightly on it, it's just going to move it. It's like truly like, and it's like putting a V8 in like a little tiny lightweight car. It just... more engine than vehicle here, but that gives it the ability to, when you barely hit the gas, it just moves. And that's the analogy I'm using to explain the function on the blue perk and why it's good for a peak bass, something you don't want to pull super hard on. Yeah, but yeah, just like pretty simple cleaning these things too. Overall, I think Puffco's done a really good job at like bridging the gap and making something that's like a real like user-friendly product for your everyday hash smoker. It's pretty cool shit. And I'm excited to see where the future goes. Even though there's a lot of change right now, things are, and we're learning new things as glass artists and adapting. Like, I'm excited to see where this goes. I think I would love if Puffco came out with a bass called like the Artisan Series bass, which was a peak bass that was more set up for a larger variety of glass art to be placed on it. For example, from a manufacturing point of view, this is a very difficult base to fit a lot of function on because it's small. This angle is kind of weird to like fit to, and there's all these things that make it like a challenge. Once you get it, like anything, becomes easier. You know, one day 360 flips are hard, and now you just do them. Like it's just like this. Like the first few are gonna definitely be a challenge, but then it's like as you do more, it gets more, you know, familiar and easier to, you know, accomplish this. But it would be cool if Puffco came out with an artisan series base, which was like obviously you have your Peak Pros and stuff, and these are great for the Puffco product line that you can purchase on their website. But if they had an artisan series base that was like completely flat instead of an angle and like was a little bit wider base, that would be sick, because then like people that knowingly are going to be like, hey, I want to buy multiple different artists' work for this product, that base would be more friendly to the artists building product for it. It'd be kind of like, whereas this fits perfectly with all the Puffco stuff, it's like balanced, it's designed, it's perfect. If you want to have a bunch of different manufacturers making like, or artists making art for a specific base, like it might be nice to have a base that's designed to be able to integrate or be very universal to like all different size rigs or rig shapes. Yeah. But just a thought, which I'm sure that's going to happen someday. Almost like, yeah, it's just a matter of time, right? Like Puffco is always working on stuff. They hit me up to like, they want some of these blue Barbie R's. They were like so stoked on the function and how everything looked, that they like want them to do, make content with, and they want to like really highlight this recycler on their base, which made me feel good. I'm like, oh damn, that's really cool. And I want them to try it too. But I'm going to send them like basically one of like everything so they can just play with all the different things. Cause you know, I want to see what they think, get feedback and do better. You know what I mean? Just get feedback and do better. Anytime I have those moments where someone might be getting funny with me, I'm like, oh, like in the moment I might get upset, but then a couple days later I'm like, okay, how do I find value in that thing that I invested so much of my time being upset at? I invested the time being upset and I got no return. I have to find a way to get a return out of that energy I expended on being upset about that thing. And how do I do it? Well, you know, find a way to fucking turn it. I can't even think now. I'm too high. Fuck, dude, this Puffco. Can't even think now, but that's okay. Find a way to bring value out of it. And what I did was I just listened to the bullshit and I find ways to refine the work and get better and better and better. And that's the desired effect from having people's input and opinion, is that you find a way to, whether it be good or bad, find a way to incorporate what they think into making your end product that much better. Yeah, we got to it. We got to the end there. We got to the point. But yeah, I think I'm going to take some peak dabs on this bad boy. It's going to hit the micro RBR. Should have brought a nail in here and done the nail dab. These things are dangerous too, because you can just keep fucking hitting them. Like, yeah, I don't even know how to explain it. Because the dab temps aren't crazy hot, like, you get super stoned from them, but, like, not in a way where you're like, oh, man, I don't want to heat that nail up again. It's just like, you just click the button. And you just do it again. It's like, this thing's so dirty. Like, I just want to see some gross shit. That, dude. I've been abusing this thing. You know what I mean? Just nasty. Oh, shit, dude, it's dripping. It's dripping hash. Put that back in there. I don't know where to put this thing. See, this is the only thing. I don't know where to put this thing. It's so fucking gross, dude. I might just stick it to the table and say sorry. Oh, maybe that's the move. We'll just clean it up later. And we'll just... right there. Great. It's fucking gross, dude. Sick. Rip the micro. A little bit smaller. A little bit more direct. A little less water. Also has that option of, you know, taking this little stop rod here and tossing a nail in there. Take a dab and rip your Puffco at the same time. Or if your Puffco dies and maybe you're out there traveling, you only, or maybe you're someone, you're just, you know, you're out there saving money. You only have enough money for one rig. So you bought one of these so that way you could rip either the Puffco or a fucking traditional dab. It's up to you. Either way, whatever you're doing, these little bad boys work very, very well. And I will continue to do these too. We'll have the micro with the nail option. Then we'll have like the bloop. The bloop ones are going to be a little bit more expensive than these ones. They're just more techy and more prep to have them that like crispy and precise too. There's just more like cold work involved with cutting like tubing at certain angles and stuff and just, yeah, everything. Yo, I think I need more water than that. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, I liked a little more water, I think. Yeah. Wow. Maybe I'll rip that one on green next time. Either way. If... say, like, you hand your Puffco over to someone, right? And there's still smoke on it. Instead of having to pull on it, you can pull this out and clear the piece. That's kind of a cool thing with that feature, too, is even if you don't use the nail feature, being able to clear the piece before you hand it to someone is nice, because traditionally with the Puffco, you'll hit it, and when you hand it to someone, there's still vapor chilling in there. So, like, so you're not handing someone, like, a stale hit. They can, like, take a, they can milk it fresh on their own. It's nice having the option to be able to pull that out of there and, you know, clear it real quick while you're hitting it. Well, shit. Holy cow. That's, you know, they do work. They do work. And the hash works too. It all works. Holy fuck. I'm so excited for the rest of this year. This entire year, the first part of it was just prepping for this event, for our past Patreon event, and like, doing the remodel and just everything else that's just like not really focused on like making glass. And now I'm at the point of the year where like all the events are over. My daughter's birthday's over. The rest of this year, I mean, I still have my wife's birthday, but that's not as much prep as like a kid's birthday and shit. But the rest of this year is just glass. Like I'm basically coming in early and staying late. I already talked to my wife and I was like, hey, I was like, it's time to, I know I've been crushed, but it's like really time to crush. Like I'm gonna go in, I'm leaving the house at 3 a.m get here between 3:15 3:30 now, so an hour and a half earlier, and then instead of leaving at 5:36, leave at like 7:30. So fitting in an extra couple hours a day is huge. That adds up after 5 days, that's an extra 10 hours. Yeah, you know, work math. But the point is I'm fucking crushing right now. I have a bunch of goals and a bunch of new designs that I'm trying to like get out there, make and like show people. And just like a lot of orders, which I'm super grateful for. I can't believe like this last Sunday sale, like completely sold out of all the colored stuff. And plenty of pre-sale. We closed that, like super grateful for all that support. And we have a couple big, we've been doing a bunch of different wholesalers, like small and big, but we have a couple really big ones we're about to do. The glass is just about done, but we're about to like send it out and drop it. And it's just really cool to see that like the support system and how many people are fucking still partying out there and having fucking fun. It's sick. You know, I'm not like, I don't know, shit just rules. And I'm excited to hopefully be able to bring the Puffco products to stores here eventually. For right now, it's so new. It's taking me longer to make these than a normal RBR. And I'm trying to sell these for more affordable because they're like a thing that's designed for another product. So it's just like weird in between balance I'm trying to find, but that's whatever. Inside fish tank shit. But the point is I'm excited that there's this whole new group of people that are interested in the work and new names, and just which brings more ideas to the table. I'm definitely going to make some pretty silly Puffco products for some people who make funny videos out there on the internet that rage the Puffco stuff. I got some ideas. Like, I want to make this, I got parts for it. Just got to start assembling it. But what it looks like essentially is like a glass kind of like rifle kind of, but essentially you clip three peaks into like the under the barrel, and then you put two proxies in the top, so it's five units total. But when everything's clipped into it, it should look fucking sick. And then you like rip it, and you rip five different Puffco things at once for no reason. But that's the type of fuckery. It's like the new frontier of fuckery. It's like, I'm going to keep posting some of the ideas I have with nails and stuff and giant rigs and tiny rigs, because that's, you know, the shit that I think about. But at the same time, it's like, whoa, now there's this like other product that is, the company seems pretty into the fuckery. Like, it's crazy how much, like, how good they are communicating. Like, the people from Puffco, they reach out to me, get back to me quick with things, ideas, and this and that. It's just like, whoa, this is why you guys are doing well. It's like, not just bringing a quality product, but being able to communicate and be professional. It's like, that kind of, you know, that goes a long way. Maybe that's just my experience, but either way, like, I'm going to go based off my experience anyways. Fuck, dude. This shit gets me so stoned in a different way. You know, like, you know, when you, like, smoke a blunt or, like, you rip a bong, like, each different activity in smoking kind of has its own, like, high or whatever, like, stoneness. Well, I don't even know how to, you know what I mean. The Puffco has its own thing, too. Like, it's definitely, like, because the dabs are at a super consistent temp for the most part, it's almost like it's giving you, like, a specific high from a specific temperature. You know, this is some real, like, if you smoke hash all the time, you get to, like, have the luxury of, like, picking out, like, all these different levels of being stoned. But it's where I'm at in life right now, so I'm telling you all about it. But it's very cool. I can't even... It's crazy to just be making something like this. Oh my God, I spent so much time on this one piece the other day. I spent like almost 3 days on it. I don't know if any of you used to follow me back in the day. I made something called a Kleinda, which it's kind of like a Kleinda. And it was just this really techie like recycler that essentially had like Swiss holes and drains going through the holes, and kind of looked like a Klein, but it wasn't a Klein, and just, they're really sweet, and I made a handful of them. Well, I was doing like basically a newer version of it, and I, you know, one of the things I do that my guys always kind of, at least Pat always is like, oh, you're fucking prototyping with full color again, huh? And like, I do, like, if I'm gonna make a new piece, I'll do full color with encalmos and everything in it. And then, like, 3 days later of all this prep and time put into it, I'll crack it right at the end for no reason. Just some dumb, real amateur move shit just because I'm rushing or I'm tired or whatever. But fuck, I lost this super sick piece. I wish I could have shared it. I knew I wasn't going to sell it regardless just because it's something that I'd probably keep. But, like, not being able to share the function at all because it's broken, like, and I didn't get to finish assembling it. That's where I'm like, damn, dude, because it was such clean work. I did some dumb shit. Like, I did something dumb, put heat where I wasn't supposed to, wasn't thinking. It's because I was, you know, there's people watching me do it, and I was more, like, focused on the people next to me than in what order of operations I was heating up certain welds. And then one thing led to another, and it cracked. And I was like, damn, dude, that's, like, 2 days of my life. There it is. Like, that's what I did for as many hours as I could stand. There's the proof, but it's broken. Man, it's crazy. I didn't let it ruin my day. Still had a great day. Left work a little early that day. Got home. Power went out from a storm. So the universe was still trying to make me have a bad day. And I was like, universe, you just try. Keep trying. I don't care. Break the piece that I worked on for 2 days. Knock the power out of my house so the saltwater fish tank's off. And, you know, corals we've had for 11 years might die. Can't piss me off. You know, this is going to be a great day. Kept going. By the end of the day, I was at P.F. Chang's with my fucking daughter, eating some dumplings, drinking a boba. I could care less. By the time I got home, power back on. No one was dead in the fish tank. Puppies were happy. Peace was still broken. But lesson learned, you know? I was given an opportunity to make a couple different choices. Either fuck up my whole day or persist to make it, not quit, just make it better. And I'd be, you know, basically live in delusion until it starts actually happening, you know, and things do get better. But tell yourself it's all for a reason until then things actually get better. And then you can justify that crazy delusion you were living in. But either way, that's what I did. And day got better. And yeah, it was cool. And I was like, yeah, peace broke. Whatever. Everyone had fun. Kids happy and healthy. At the end of the day, that's it. Everything else is mids. Dreams and hopes are mids. The only thing that matters is what's in front of you in the now. And it's like, is your the people you love happy, healthy? If they are, appreciate that time. Everything's temporary. Really gotta not get hung up on every little thing, because it's all gonna go wrong eventually. But yeah, I want another dab on this. Actually, this thing fucking, I'm gonna go again. I'm gonna throw a little more water in it though. That was like a little aggressive. This is not coffee, this is water. Oh my god. I'm so much more stoned than I expected to be this morning. I was like, I'll rip the puff codes. I won't get too high. Nah, dude. I got too high. Okay, see, I'm abusing it. I just dumped water in the charging port. Like, there's all sorts of things you can do. Like, I'm just trying the product out. Like, if the peak will survive me, if it will survive me, then we'll be all right. This product's made for everybody, then. Because I'm really, you know, I'm a real troublemaker when it comes to you using stuff in the proper way. I'll definitely cut some corners and push maybe a product to its unnecessary tested limits. I made like a 12-foot dabber and then tried to bend it. Like, what was I thinking? I wasn't. I was just living. And then now we know. 12-foot dabber, 6 mil thickness. Can't have it horizontal. Explodes. Not that you needed to know that, but now we do. I did the test. Let's see what happens. I got some water in there. I'm going to turn it on, and we'll see if it explodes. If it does, it's fine. I got another one. We'll be all right. And I'll let Puffco know. But guys, put water on it in the charging port, and it exploded. So is that my bad, or is that my bad? Or is that product failure? What are we doing? They'll let me know. I'll tell them. Oh my god, that's the one. It's a little, some stuff's a little messy. Things, you definitely want like some alcohol wipes so you can constantly wipe down everything, because it all gets fucking caked with fucking, I mean, as you can see, I can't even knock it over. It's fucking fused to the table. It's gonna take the paint off with it for sure. I'm for sure gonna get in trouble. Poor choice. Should have put it on a paper towel. So many other things I could have done besides that. But it's been done already, and I'm not going to worry about it. It's totally fine. Man. It's cool how it stands on its own, though. It still stands even if it's not sticky. I posted a video. Okay, nothing's blown up yet. We should be good then, right? These 3D XL chambers definitely take a hair longer to warm up, because I think obviously it's a bigger chamber, like more surface area. It's got to heat up, but they work so good. I mean, like, it's almost like I would tell people you have to get one if you want the best experience. There's the water level. They could take a lot of water. That's why I do this little bend in the back here. It brings the, oh shit, whoa. Ugh. It brings it so that, like, if you want to do a higher water level, you don't risk the water going down into this base. That's where, like, this design, like, took, like, there's some fine mechanics in there. I think if, like, when China decides to do this one, they're going to have some people ordering them and, like, having stuff goes sideways when people get them. China's not going to water test them. They're just going to be like, looks like it, right? And then you're going to get it, and all the water's going to go back into your peak. Which, realistically, it should be fine. You just obviously empty it out and go, oh, shit. Like, I don't think it'll ruin your peak as long as you catch it quick, like anything. Like, you drop your phone in water, catch it quick, totally probably be fine. So I'm not saying that Chinese manufacturers are trying to ruin your product or your peak base or whatever. I'm just saying that, like, I think that there might be a lack of everyday testing of smoking them and using them, where it may affect the quality of the function. Not saying they couldn't do a great job. I mean, China impresses me every day. There's stuff that I see that I go, I know that's not going to work, but the welds and or the shaping or certain things, I'm like, that looks pretty good. Like, you know, you can't hate on that. Yeah. Man, dude. This thing, dude. There's so many more things I want to do with the peak, but I have to make everything so small that it's like it limits the amount of volume of water you have. And this foot, minus like this upper part, like this right here, this like little barrel, if I can have that as like a basically where the engine is with that much water volume in it, I can do so many different designs. They'll have plenty of water movement. Because a lot of the time you run into, if you're not having aggressive good water movement, it's just you can't put enough water in the piece to have, you need volume of water moving. Yes, I'll get tornadoes on little tiny 5 mils, but to scale, there's like a lot, I've put a lot of water in those, like for how little they are. So it's like, it's based on this internal size of the vessel, but you need something that can hold some water if you want to see some sick water movement. And a lot of the, with the puff goes too, like the way these ones have to be set up, if they don't have any stems coming off them, like you see even Evil Empire does the stems off his. If you want it all internal, then it makes it fatter. And the Puffco is really narrow out the gate. So like, you can go a little smaller than this, which the finished product will be a little smaller than this. But to the point I'm going to get it, you really couldn't go much smaller than that, because then your internal tube that's actually feeding everything would be so small and shit would be so restricted that like it wouldn't even recycle or pump water really well, because you'd feel like you're pulling through like a straw, like a really small straw. So a lot of the things, like from a manufacturing point of view, there's going to be limitations as far as how small you can get with a perk that's being fed from the bottom in this really clean fashion with no uptakes, nothing. And I think I'm going to find that point and offer it to everybody. But it's, yeah, I'd love to basically, how sick would it be if I could clip like a 5 mil size, which I probably could. Probably could go even smaller. But it would have to have probably an external uptake, or I'd have to redesign the internal perk and how it feeds, which I might be able to do. If I sit there and take some mushrooms, smoke some hash, sit there with my iPad and just think and try to find a clever way to do it, which I never say no, because sometimes I get ideas like when I least expect it. Like this, the way this is set up is no, I don't think anyone's ever done what is done inside this. And it's a couple minor things, but it's the type of thing that like, now that I see it, I'm like, oh my God, there's so many things I could build off of this component that's inside this thing. I didn't change the wheel. I didn't like reinvent the wheel or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying, but there's a way that it's welded in where it does the same function as its predecessor, but more airflow, more stability during the build while you're actually doing certain welds. It gives like this stronger, heavier bridge point. There's like, it's a bunch of stuff as far as from me, like the execution of building it and what it looks like in the finished product, where I'm like, oh, like the reason I never liked these internal type of perks is because the internal stem would have like these popped holes or these like couple sideways cuts. And I just never liked, like aesthetically how they looked or flowed with the piece. And like how I'm doing this is like, it goes with the whole style of how I make my pieces and how I do certain perks. So it's just like so complementary to the overall aesthetic of the build and shaping that it's just, I don't know. And there's a lot more that's going to come from this. I've even started playing around with like different like honey jar setups and stuff with perks. I should have had that on here today. I have this like prototype honey jar. It's pretty cool. And I'm working on like other stuff to go on top of the peaks, but it's like, there's only so much time of the day fulfilling orders, prepping for Sunday sales, and then fitting in time to prototype a little bit. Yeah. It's, someone just come in here? Or is that just the wind? Forgot to lock the front door, and my security alarm likes to tell me when the door opens. Sometimes the wind be doing that. But yeah, it's a lot to balance to try to like, not in a bad way though, like a fun way. It's like I have so much I'm excited to do and so much I want to do, but trying to get it all done is like basically impossible. But that's the fun part. It's like a video game with no end. It's like you can just keep trying to beat it, even though you know that like, even if you work 15-hour days instead of 14-hour days, it's like it doesn't really matter. It's like even that won't be enough, and that's fine. Like, that's totally fine. But I'm excited to be able to do something like this while I'm young, like to be able to enjoy like pursuing something, you know? I hope everyone gets that, whatever it looks like to you. Some people pursue their health in the gym or eating well. Some people are like, you know, like me pursuing like a craft or whatever, like whatever it is. I hope everyone can experience that feeling of just being obsessed and working on something that they're stoked on. Because that shit's like, that's living. And I feel like my daughter is this happy, bubbly person because me and her mom like are working hard towards something and like we're happy and we're excited and we're trying. Like, I think that's like the coolest shit for a kid to see. If you see your parents happy and both working on something together, like, regardless of like failures or successes, like that's cool shit. I don't know. Probably doesn't translate to her. She's probably just like, blah, let's play. That's being six. That's being a kid, dude. Yeah. Well, the flavor too, like I've pretty much figured out like what I like on these Puffco products as far as like the flavor profile, like, cause definitely obviously taking a dab in a quartz now is, I think, the best flavor ever. But at the same time, I feel like some people might say the best flavor they've ever had is actually on a Puffco. You know what I mean? Because I think Puffco is doing a very competitive and good job at recreating a traditional like quartz dab experience through a more modern and dialed-in electronic device. It's very cool. Damn, I'm so stoned from it too, though. Like, Dude, I got the shivers, like the stony shivers. You ever get those? Oh my god, I get those. I get those especially when like my body's like ready to start crushing and working, but my brain is like, nah, dude, we're way too stoned. It's like my body trying to shake it off or something. That's what I tell myself. We'll just take another dab though instead, because I forgot to Q-tip this. So we're just gonna throw some more hash in there and get it all warm again. I'll Q-tip it on this one. I can't believe summer is over for the kiddos out here, dude. No, it's fucking, the parents were all back to work. Everybody seems pretty stoked, though. Me, I'm like, I was cool when my kiddo was just, like, doing things at home or going to camp. Now my wife has to wake up early every day and get our daughter ready for school. I mean, I'm up early regardless, but I'm, like, at work. Like, I love coming in fucking early, dude. I've talked about it before on here. It's just like staying up late. The same kind of feeling once you dial it in, but getting work done and not being bothered and just while the world sleeps, I mean, it's the best for at least for how I function. It rules. Because then I start the day immediately, like I have more control of the narrative of my day, I feel like. Because like if I do a good job in the morning before anyone gets here, before my wife's awake, then I'm like, I can talk to people with a sense of like confidence and calmness in me that I think resonates into them as well, like the people that I'm trying to lead and help here, and then like my wife communicating with her, she's my business partner, my best friend, and my wife. So it's like if I'm approaching situations with these people from a sense of like confidence and feeling good, then our interactions are so much more positive. And I know that's like, duh, when you drink water, you feel better. I know it's like that same kind of thing, but it's what it is. So I'm like, I'm coming in early because I'm able to like really get my head in the right place and like get some shit done and be ready to talk and communicate with everybody that I care about in the best way possible. So I make sure that their experience for the day isn't affected in a negative way by me at all. If anything, it's just something positive that happened to them. So yeah, if you can figure that out by waking up early and smoking a lot of hash, then I think you're fucking winning. I think that's pretty good. Like everything else, like, yeah, I think that's pretty good. I'm trying to like really remind myself and appreciate things. I've talked about this a bunch of times over the years on here, but I have to, or else I get lost in all the little failures along the way. Because, man, it's constant. Constantly not meeting my goals, but that's because they are set incredibly high. Or, you know, trying to do too much at once and then lacking in other areas of my life. And that's, you know, then it's like, fuck, dude, I've got to find balance. But I'm finding time to smoke copious amounts of hash, so I'm sure I'll figure it all out. Living life on hard mode. These are all things we've covered, but it's crazy how it all comes full circle constantly in my day-to-day. It's kind of a cool point to be in my life. I wonder what the next, like, learning thing is. I'm actually terrified what the next lesson is. I'm not ready for it. Can I just stay here for a little bit? Like, fuck. That's the thing as an adult. You start realizing once you start feeling like, okay, like I'm starting to understand things a little bit. Right when you feel like that a little bit, that's when the next thing comes. It goes, I don't fucking understand anything. Why did that happen to me? Fuck. Like, and I really hope that I have a longer gap before that happens, because goddamn, over the last 10 years, it seems like every single year there's some major life-changing event. And I'm like, hey, can we just have one year where we're like, man, what should we do? Not like, oh, fuck, what are we going to do? Like, I just, yeah. But hope is where I fail, though. Gotta not even do that. That's an expectation of some sort. So as long as I just wake up every day and go, oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to go just do my best, then I think, regardless of what comes my way, it won't feel as heavy, because I won't be stuck in this idea or victim mentality that, oh, it's happening to me. At least that's what smart people say, I'm sure. I don't know. I'll just keep making pipes and making tiny tornadoes, because that's what I fucking do. It's crazy, dude. I'm like grown up now, dude. I feel this is like the first year where I've really felt like, whoa, dude, I'm like an adult, man. This is crazy. Like, it just like happened, snapped and into me, and just like whatever. Like, I think I'll really feel like real grown up when like we all have like our heroes or people we look up to, and a lot of mine found their breaks between like ages 34 and 40, whether that be a comedian or an artist or whatever. Some people much older, some much younger, but it seemed like the ages where people really got their like footing was between that 34 to 40 or 36 to 40, somewhere in there. And I'm getting closer to those ages when I'm feeling, and like also like my dad was 36 when I was born. So it's like, I'm like, oh, like I'm 34 now, but when I'm like, one second, just real quick, in a couple years when I'm 36, when I'm like dad's age when I was born, then I'm like, oh shit, now I could kind of like relate to my dad, like this is how much life my dad lived before I got here, which might make me feel even more grown up, because I'm like, oh wow, my dad lived for 36 years before I even got here. I don't know, either way. Are you coughing too from it? Oh shit. Okay, I didn't know if I got you. Either way, whoa. Yeah, crossroads of being like, oh, I'm still immature, but I'm not a kid. Yeah. It's definitely like I was hanging out with these parents the other night, because it was like the end of summer. So my daughter has this group of friends that she's been with since she was 13 months old. We've been around these people for the last 5 years. Our kids do everything together. They go to school together. Everything, birthday parties, play days, whatever. So they do this end of the summer barbecue every year, and all of our daughters put on these shirts that say class of 2036. Because in 2036 is when these girls will be graduating high school.
the shirts are huge on these little tiny 6-year olds, because they're supposed to grow into them. And when they're all grown up and graduating class 2036, the shirt will fit. As long as, you know, I'm sure maybe people will be smaller or bigger than, I have no idea either way. So hanging out with these people though, these are a group of people I would never hang out with, never would have hung out with if not for our daughters bringing us together. Cause we're all in such different places. Like, I'm like, this just goes to me being immature. I feel like a little kid hanging out with a bunch of adults when I hang out with these people. They are all like probably like a year or two older than me. Some of them are maybe 10 years older, but like, I'm probably me and Cass are the youngest ones there, but not by much, not by enough where it's like, oh, you're young. It's like, we're all pretty close in age, but these people have like real jobs, like missile defense, Space Force contractor, military contractors of sorts. Like, these are all people with like security clearances. These are people that have like a tracker on them where they're like, they can't go near, which their tracker's their phone, but it's tracking with something so that their commanding officer knows where they are, what they're doing, whatever. But these are people that like can't go near certain malls. Like, there's a mall down here called like Citadel Mall. And a lot of shootings happen there. So like, and there's been so much crime there that like now they have a warning that they can't even go near this specific mall. And they're telling me all this and I'm sitting there and I'm like, if you can't go near Citadel Mall, like, I don't even know if you can be next to me. Like, I'm smoking like so much hash. I didn't say this to them. I don't even think they know. They don't even know anything. They're just like, they just like me. We're just hanging out. They're just like, oh, it's Evan. He likes to talk about history and space. And like, I can chat up. Like, I'll talk to these Space Force people. I talked to them about Apophis, the fucking asteroid that, you know, the military industrial complex and people like that want to mine this asteroid, but it's going to come really close in 2029. And then by 2036, which is because it's a 7-year, comes around every 7 years, by 2036, it's going to be passing like in between us and the moon and some of our satellites. And that's going to be a problem. Like, in 2029, it's going to be close enough where if the calculations are off, it could hit Earth. But I think I think we don't have anything to worry about then. But what I know is that even the Space Force people confirmed and talked about it with me is that the goal is definitely to mine this huge fucking asteroid as it comes by us. They want the minerals on it. Cause it's like a number that doesn't even make sense. It's like, it starts with like a Q or something. Like, it's not a trillion. It's more than that. It's like so much money and value of like precious metals and stuff like that, but whatever. But talking to them about stuff like that. And like, so they know I'm a glass blower, and like a couple of them know I make pipes, but that's as far as it's ever gotten. They've never been like, let me see your work, or let me just go to your Instagram. Like, they're all like doctors and shit and Space Force people. And like I said, missile defense and whatever. They're like people that like, they think it's cool, but they're not like, they don't like care. They're just, we're all just hanging out. But yeah, it's crazy to just be like around this group of people and be able to talk about like really cool shit. And just in my head, I'm like, none of us would ever be hanging out if it wasn't for our daughters. Not that we have a blast and we all like, I would consider us like, you know, acquaintances or friends at this point, because we all get along and talk and stuff, and our kids are best friends. So it's like, it's chill. But it's just interesting. It's like, it feels very much like a situation if you've ever seen like a zombie apocalypse movie or some sort of movie where the world's ending, and somehow like this group of people ended up together. Like, one, you know, 3 weeks ago, one lady was a school teacher, this guy was a doctor, this person was an air pilot, and like now they're all stuck together in this camp. You know, that's what it feels like. Our kids have pretty much put us in this little camp together, and we're just like, oh, this is what I do. And but like, the stuff I talk about with them, like, there's nothing I need to talk about them with Glass. Like, I'm like, whatever. So that's why I just pick their brains about space and fucking other shit. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, and some of them have, like, archaeology degrees. So we'll talk about, like, all sorts of different, like, archaeological dig sites and, like, different new stuff that's happening. Because if I ever had the money for it, like, people will know that I'm doing good if I'm funding digs. Like, if I've said this, I'm going to keep saying it so it hopefully happens someday. But if I have, like, a full like Indiana Jones outfit on or some sort, and like you see me like funding digs, that's like, oh, Evan, he did it, he made it. Like, it won't be a Lamborghini, it won't be a helicopter, it will be funded dig sites, and I'll have a sick outfit. Yeah, and I'll just walk around and just inspect things and smoke hash. That sounds good. I could do that. Sounds super fun, dude. Or like Brendan Fraser, The Mummy. Either way, it's going to have to be theatrical, so it might have to be somewhat fictional. But either, if with enough monies, you can get actors and everything. But I definitely want to live some sort of scenario like that. So, smoked too much hash today. This is where we are, talking about nothing. And that's how we'll finish it. But Sunday sale coming up August 25th at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's a Sunday. It's going to be a few full color dry pieces. I'm making some bubble cavaliers. I'm doing like some specialty stuff, but only like one of each, maybe two of the dry pieces. And then I'm gonna have more of those Don dry pieces, a few of those. I'm gonna have some RBRs, a couple of each, not a ton. And then the new peak tops and proxy stuff, and some full color versions of those as well. Won't be a huge, huge drop, but it will be, I mean, I guess it'll be pretty decent, be pretty good. But the stuff to look for on that one, I'd say definitely is like the specialty dry pieces and the stuff that's for Puffco products. Wow, man, I'm so stoned. I don't even know what to say. Thanks, everybody. It was fun. BMSBlast.com. Sign up for that newsletter. Stay up to date on our drops and everything happening. Lots more fun stuff coming. And yeah, November, we might be doing a little in-person event here at the shop, too. I'll let you guys know. Thanks, everybody. I'm fucking so stoked, dude. I can't even. I'm going to pass out. And it could be sleep deprivation, dude. I haven't been sleeping either. But that's because we grinding. All right. All right, did I clean this?